The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? And look at this. All four of us together again.
It's been like 6 weeks.
We had to come back because you motherfuckers were besmirching us.
Listen, some said it was the best unhinged ever last week.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's a small sample size, motherfucker.
Who the fuck would say that?
People with brains?
His son, Gio.
Name a name.
Gio said, Dad, that was the best unhinged we've ever heard.
He listened back and said
you
it was the best
tell Mr. Waddle and Mr. Silverman to go fuck themselves.
I was entertained. I gotta hand it to you.
Thank you.
It was a little on the shorter side, 22 minutes.
When it's just the two of us, yeah, it was
that's
a little quicker.
Johnny ran out of gas.
Well, I think we were running into, like, we were getting dangerously close to having to get downstairs for the show, too, because we started a little bit later.
I thought you meant we were getting dangerously close to actually crossing a line.
No, we weren't waiting for them. They were gone. We knew they were gone.
What is your on your sandwich right now?
He's got shit all over his mouth, too.
You're that guy.
Look at that. He's got the white stuff on his mouth.
He's got the mayonnaise in the corner of his mouth.
None of this matters, guys, so let's just...
It does a little, though.
It does.
Look at that. Look at that. Let me get a picture.
Wait, no, it is.
It matters a little that, like, you're eating a sandwich while we're taping.
It is really informal. I'm not fine with it.
We're not really doing something.
I just don't
want to
see half the fucking mayonnaise on your lip.
This is just us fucking around here.
If there's ever a time to eat a sandwich, it's during Unhinged. I mean,
yes, but like we're still talking, is what I'm saying.
Fuck! Who's fucking stopping you?
That's his response, which makes no sense.
Like, when it's just the two of you, you guys get along like Mutt and Jeff.
Oh yeah, right.
When you add two more people into the mix, he immediately fucking bullseyes you, and he's coming after you.
Whether it's mayo or something, he's got it like all over. Like he's got a little leftover on
his cheek. Whoa.
So I heard Abdallah say the other day that he ate cod. I think it was cod semen.
Cod semen.
Cod semen.
Not surprised.
Jesus. That it's a delicacy, and like it goes.
Where?
At a restaurant, and it goes by like the name, and they
What's
don't.
Cod's last name?
Oh gosh, Tommy.
What? I thought it was a fish. It's like a cod, New Hampshire cod,
tree.
Or a cod.
Yeah, nice try.
Like a cod. Like,
oh my God.
The Boston
cod waddle. It's cod waddle.
Cod waddle.
Yes.
So wait.
Yes. Cod waddle. Number 87.
How are they procuring the semen
and
of a cod?
And they don't tell people unless they want to.
The same way you do when you go in to get your sample, buddy. Yeah.
So my question for Unhinged was, where are you stopping then? If you're good with cod semen...
This is disgusting.
And if you think it tastes good, and it's a delicacy...
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Well,
I was going to bring that up.
Those are balls, though. Yeah, that's semen.
Dried.
To his point, it's also they kind of trick you. You like if you ordered Rocky Mountain oysters on a menu and you didn't know,
you might get duped into eating.
You might not know you're eating testicles.
Yes.
But even eating the testicles to me would be better than the semen. No?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So, like, if you're like, okay, good, I love cod semen.
I've never heard of such a thing. Now I'm on to shark semen.
And now that I love shark semen, I'm on to whale semen. And now that I love whale semen, I'm on to cow semen. Like, where are you stopping then on the semen trail? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not playing this game.
I think it's a valid question. I didn't know this. I hadn't heard this.
Yeah, I heard Abdallah. They were talking about all these all these different foods.
So apparently this...
what's it go by?
I'm looking.
Because they don't put cod semen on the menu.
First of all, it looks like it's called cod jizz. In Asian cuisine a lot.
It's called jizz.
It's called cod jizz. It's called cod spooge. Don't you know what that is?
Is that 2G?
What's your favorite word for your...
It's called tilapia.
It's called farm-raised tilapia.
Tilapia. There it is.
My favorite word for it. Oh boy, that's a good one. Yurko's got a bunch of clever ones.
So you know, I mean, this is for dogs, but like they make dog chew toys out of like Pizzle is like bull's penis.
Oh, that's bull's penis. Yeah, right. That I know.
Is there an animal penis that is on a menu somewhere in the world?
I don't know, man. Maybe
it's got to be.
I would think if you're eating Rocky Mountain oysters.
Cod milt. The sperm sack. Ooh, just saying it. The sperm sack of various fish is actually one of the easier types of innards to cook. Okay, so it's the sack. You're not eating the actual jism.
You're sick fuck.
You're eating the sack.
This was Abdallah explaining the juice. Abdallah called it cod semen. I'm just going by what I heard on the radio.
Oh, God. It's soft.
I'm the middleman here.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
You guys ready? It's soft and creamy, yet so, this...
Okay.
Yeah, sort of like Yurko.
Look at the sandwich. Look at the sandwich. I think you got some of that on there.
Yurko, aren't you soft and creamy?
That's how I've once been described, yes. Like a dreamsicle.
It's pleasantly fishy, but not too overwhelming.
Well, thank God that the cod semen's not overwhelming.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
It doesn't sound appetizing to me.
No, I can't do it.
Like, I've never had cow tongue.
I've had tongue.
I don't want that. I don't want Rocky Mountain.
Cow brain. I've never had brain.
I would not eat brain, I don't believe.
I wouldn't either. I'm not Hannibal Lecter. I'm not eating brain.
They made it like veal. They made it like veal.
I've had stomach.
You have?
Yeah, like tripe. Yeah, it's okay. It's not great.
Isn't that sheep stomach?
Cow or sheep. Tripe's usually cow stomach.
Cow stomach?
Yeah, I think so. I think. I've had sweetbreads, which I do not love, I'll be honest.
What are those?
The sweetbreads are like, they're glands from somewhere in the animal.
Mm.
They're not that good.
I like how they dial that name up.
Sweetbread, right.
Because it makes it sound like, ooh, someone's been in the bakery and they're picking up some sweetbread. Instead of cod semen,
it should be sweetbread.
It should be called cod sack.
Sweetbreads are harvested from calves, lambs, and young cattle and refer to two different organs and three tissues located. The thymus consists of two parts. So, like, there, that's like the thymus glands. Like, it's not, it if you, if I saw you, if I show you the picture of it, like when it's cooked.
Can I just get a fucking T-bone?
Yeah, it's better.
Maybe some mashed potatoes.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Maybe salad, side salad.
Maybe a dinner roll. Well, you know where
I tried it?
I tried it.
Chocolate cake for dessert.
I tried it when I was in Argentina because they literally grill from fucking head to tail.
They don't waste any part of the animal.
And they have them out on these, the restaurants are so cool. They're so into steak. There's so much cattle.
Yeah.
They have the entire fucking cow cooking on these big open charcoal grills. Yeah. It's incredible to watch. And so when I was down there, I got talked into like, you got to at least try it. And I did. And I didn't.
Waddles had the diarrhea today.
You got diarrhea?
A little bit. It's manageable because I take Metamucil. So what ends up happening is the fiber just attaches itself.
You need to drink blackberry brandy.
Well, I would have thought that the Metamucil would have made it worse.
Imodium, no.
That's no.
It's not a laxative.
Metamucil is not a laxative. That's true.
It's fiber.
Yeah.
What you need is blackberry brandy. It's like Imodium, dude. It'll tighten you right up.
Really?
Yeah.
Blackberry brandy.
This is the stuff that,
where have you learned this throughout
over the
years?
Over the course of a lifetime.
Yeah, he is a learned individual.
He is a fountain of knowledge.
That's it.
He knows more shit.
This is what I've always said about him. He knows shit about shit.
He knows shit about shit. He knows more. And even when he doesn't, he says it with such authority and confidence that he makes you believe even if he doesn't know.
But try it. The next time you got a little
blackberry brandy.
You know what? Take yourself a couple little belts.
Really?
You ain't got to get drunk. Take a couple belts, blackberry brandy, tighten you right
up. I've never tried that, but honestly, you guys are going to laugh.
So I figure you're going to like this.
Scotch helps my stomach.
Really?
It calms my stomach.
Well, we know that. It helps the stomach.
Yes.
I'm talking about what's going to help is lose stool.
We're recording this. It's 11:30 on Friday when we're recording this. Tell them how many shits you've taken already today.
I've taken four.
That's today? Ridiculous. Is your asshole burning? Is it on fire?
Nice log.
Is your asshole on fire?
Well, I don't know. My wife does a really nice job buying toilet paper, so it's really
Really?
Soft.
But yeah. Four shits?
Yeah, but that's not, usually two. I'll take two before I come in. I went double barrel today.
You got problems.
He's got double barrel action.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I had some fish and broccoli and salad.
Oh, so the broccoli will do it to you.
And then I didn't eat anything this morning. I had two cups of coffee. And
do you have a bidet at home? Have we talked about this? No.
No.
Because you got a nice house.
About I thought maybe the
if I took four shits already, I'd have to get in the shower. Yeah.
I got in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I took one after the shower.
My asshole would be on fire.
Yeah.
If I took four shits by noon, it'd be on fucking fire.
Carm, I wipe.
Well, I wipe too, but I'm hairy.
You know, I'm not fucking sanding down a boat.
I mean, hairy though.
Well, take care of it down there too. How do you take care of it?
How do you trim your asshole?
Now, here's the deal too.
You put a mirror down there with a manscaper.
Really?
Yeah.
I like to go down with some double sided tape.
And just rip it right out.
Rip it right out.
You give yourself a
somebody. We had an article on the show one time that talked about, like, would you ever, if you had something on your face, would you ever just take toilet paper and wipe it off and think that it got it all?
Right, that's a great point.
You know what I mean?
The thought that it's clean, it ain't.
Completely false.
That's why my asshole would be on fire. It'd be little dried up bits of shit stuck on there. You know, it's like, I got to get right in the shower.
Fucking hairs with dude wipes.
We got to get dude wipes on board.
Exactly.
Fucking filled with shit.
The problem is wipes like that, I think that they're not flushable.
They say they are,
but every plumber will tell you whatever you do, don't flush them.
Look, we're trying to get dude wipes on board.
Don't flush them. Throw them in the garbage can and then throw the garbage can away.
Zip it up.
I guess. Yeah, like when
if you have it like a CVS bag or the little plastic bag, that's what they're perfect for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Throw it in there, throw your dude wipes in there, put them in the garbage.
That's a good idea.
Take them to the gas station and throw it in their garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I do.
Why? I mean,
I don't want my own shit, my fecal matter sitting in my garbage can.
Why not?
Takes it down
for 7 days
mobile.
Until the garbage guy gets
it. Goes in, gets a pack of beef jerky, puts $14 of gas in his car, throws his shit in the dumpster.
That Yurko's pulling up to the gas station with a bag full of his fucking ass wipes.
The hot dumpster.
He's throwing it into the dumpster.
You guys should do the hook shot, right? You got to get the hook. You got to, from the car window, you got to shoot it up high.
Not at all.
It's Kareem.
Ever on Thanksgiving.
Amazing.
After Thanksgiving, when you have carcass, you have a turkey carcass.
Yes.
I don't want the carcass sitting out for the next
one. So what do? You take it to the gas station?
I sit there and I put it in a garbage bag. I go to the gas station, fill up the tank, go inside, get myself a Coca-Cola or a Sprite.
And you just throw it away?
Maybe a bag of Okey-Doke cheese popcorn. Then sit there and when I'm filling it, I take the thing out of the bag. And I throw
this is amazing. I've never known this.
Oh, you got to. Oh, yeah. You have to.
And by the way, that's a huge fine if you ever get busted for it.
I think. You're not allowed to dump like that.
What do you mean it's a fine?
You can't dump trash.
No, you can't do
that.
What
are you talking about? I take all the trash out of my truck and throw it in there.
You cannot.
You can get fined.
This is where you can get fined for it. No. You go to a place like
a commercial social dumpster,
a commercial area, and you want to dump in there without permission.
Without permission, correct.
Then you can get fined. Yes, 100%.
I don't think you'd get in trouble for throwing in the gas station garbage
away in a garbage.
No, but you can't do it. Like if somebody pays to have a service behind their business,
you can't
and
do.
You go dump into theirs, it's wrong.
Correct.
But with Sasha at Social 219, I have permission.
He lets you do it?
He lets me go in there. Well, I said, I didn't get my garbage out. Can I bring it over? He goes, yeah, no problem.
That's nice.
Okay, well, that's different. Yeah. You got dispensation.
Right. Well, I got permission.
You got permission. Because normally that would
be. But you could use the gas station's garbage can.
I think the gas station's garbage can, as long as I'm not putting 12 fucking pieces, you know.
Right.
Yeah, no one's going to fine you for that.
Put one turkey carcass.
Turkey carcass in the fucking gas.
You got a fucking skidded pair of underwear
it's
in there,
Thursday,
too.
It's Thursday, when's garbage pickup?
You've done it. You've thrown a skidded pair of underwear
away. No question.
When do you throw the turkey carcass out, though? Because you got to give that a couple days, though, don't you, for leftovers?
No,
you carve everything off of it.
Oh, okay.
Off of it, just the carcass.
First of all, you should take the carcass and make soup out of it, but...
Yeah, go ahead, turkey soup.
Or stock. You can make stock out of it if you want it.
It's hard to put that giant turkey fucking carcass into a giant bowl.
Funny guy. That's a classic Yurko, though. I never knew that all these years.
When we're done with the turkey, definitely put it in a bag, and then I double bag it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I mean, Thanksgiving's on a Thursday. garbage usually pick up Friday. Not it's a day mine. Late, right. So they pick up Saturday.
We're Tuesday garbage, fine. So that is a long way.
Yeah, we're Tuesday. Yeah, we are too.
It's a long way. You gotta wait a little while. Smart. You gotta be wise.
I never knew about the putting the dew wipes in a little plastic bag.
Listen, Carm, I'm not to get too gross, but listen, when you have a house full of daughters,
I know.
Tampons, you got to put them in the garbage.
Tampons and condoms. Jesus, Yanakana, what's going on over there?
Nasty. I mean, really, between the two.
So here's the point. I don't know if you've had it, Tommy, but a guy had some daughters. The ejector pit goes.
That was me.
That was him.
That was me.
Condom?
That was my story.
Or tampon. No.
It was condom.
Condom. Yeah.
You're
condom.
Ripping off Waddle's stories now.
Well, no, I'm it sitting was, there. It was there. That.
So we did. Tommy's it was sorry. Only. It's Foxy's
so
house.
So when I mentioned the condoms, house I sold to Foxy. I didn't want to be offensive. I don't want to offend him. But so, there you go.
So my ejector
there's
pump.
A little some of Waddle's daughters, a little promiscuous. Next thing
there were parties. There were some parties there. I can't tell you that it was actually
at least
that was my
practicing safe sex.
It's true. Like okay. They're adults now. Like
that was quite that was quite the shot there.
It was Foxy's house that he bought. And my ejector pump started to not function.
Oh, God.
So I called my plumber over, Dominic, and I was like, Dom, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. So he took it, opened it up, and he goes,
Tommy's story.
Me downstairs.
There it is. Like, thought I recognized it.
He goes, well, I got good news and bad news. I said, well, what's the good news? He goes, this is a very simple problem to fix. I go, well, that's great. He goes, well, I said, what's the bad news? He goes, it was stopped up by like 3 or 4 condoms.
Oh, my God. With some cod semen.
With some cod semen in it, with some cod milt in it. So what does he do?
Somebody
he
shit in my closet in that house.
That's disgusting. Oh, you animals. That's now that's uncalled
left
for.
I thought it was just the upper deck. I didn't know about a closet shit.
Somebody like
what kind of animal does a closet shit?
That's uncalled for.
You find out who that kid is, he deserves to be ball batted.
Yeah, that's uncalled for.
That, I had a lot of stuff.
You know
I had
how
a lot
they
stuff
say
happened in that house.
You never train an animal by rubbing his nose in the shit.
Right.
You find that kid who did that and you rub their nose.
Okay, my guess is it was somebody was really drunk, and we had some like carpet padding.
Ball batted.
Carpet padding in a closet.
That's awful.
And this was in the basement. And
that's awful.
Like a day later, I was cleaning stuff up, walked in there, and was like, this isn't puke.
No, that's disgusting. And what do they do then with the condoms? They take them out and then everything's fine?
Because it won't function. It gets into the pump.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, Carm, like, listen, what I tell you.
You got that to look forward to.
No, I don't even want to think about it.
That's life, man. This is just life.
I know.
The ex-father-in-law is a plumber.
I know.
So that's the first thing he told everybody.
Really? Don't throw condoms
down the
toilet?
Don't put tampons. Told his daughters, don't put tampons down the damn
don't
toilet.
Don't put condoms
in. And then he told the boys, no condoms down the toilet. No. Wrap it up.
Throw it away.
Toilet paper. Put it in the garbage.
Yes.
Don't be a little jerk off.
Yes. Mm.
So there you go.
That's good, you know. Good information
for you young kids, your parents out there.
That's you, young bucks.
I know.
They're going to be firing on all cylinders.
I'm worried about Braxton.
This is an advice, you know, show for all of you parents out there that have boys and girls that are reaching that stage, whether they are menstruating or the boys are getting busy. Don't throw that shit in the toilet. Throw it in a garbage can. Wrap it up, put it in a garbage can.
Listen, Uncle Tommy, all you kids out there.
You heard about the story about when Braxton saw Waddle come to his birthday party, right?
I heard you guys talking about it.
He greeted nobody with a hug except Waddle.
Yeah.
And it's because, one, he loves Waddle. Two, because Waddle's the guy who makes all the dick jokes.
Mm.
Because once he gets into the car at 3:45, it's during Waddle's world.
Right.
And the first words out of Waddle's mouth is penis.
Penis. So he loves it.
So the first words out of his mouth when I saw him on Saturday was, hey, Waddle, penis, 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 penis.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Waddle has your penis.
I sent Sylvia, like when they were in Scottsdale for his real birthday, in traffic, so I sent him a little video, and I said, Brax, you know, I hear it's birthday. Your seventh birthday. I just want to say, and when you get back, I was like, I got all these presents.
Some
like
penis stories for you.
And I was like, these nuts!
Get
I gotta get you all, awesome. I gotta get on the back of all these.
That's great. Oh, I love that.
We're in an Uber when I played it for him.
He loves
little
a good
D's nuts joke
D's nuts
on the way
joke
to the Phoenix Suns game.
Who doesn't love a good D's nuts joke?
Oh, I mean, it's
even
great
at our age, we love it. You know,
love it. Love it.
It never gets old. That's funny shit.
Yeah. There was I didn't tell you guys this story. I never shared it on the air. We were at one of these restaurants, big restaurant in Scottsdale, kid-friendly restaurant. They've got like ping pong. They've got other games going on. And a lot of these kids go out there for spring break, and they're playing tournaments.
Ping pong tournaments?
No. Like, they're out there for baseball tournaments, soccer tournaments.
Yeah.
So they're out there with their coaches. Gotcha. They're out there with their family, and there was one girls' team who was out there. I think it was a soccer tournament. They're all out there in their uniforms, and they were playing ping pong and stuff like that. And one of the dads was with them who was coaching the team. And one of my kids was wearing his Astros jersey, and the other kid was wearing his Chiefs sweatshirt. This guy and this team that they were with was from Philly.
Oh, boy.
So they were out there in a tournament playing in Scottsdale in Phoenix in a soccer tournament, and they're from Philly.
Boy,
so
they lost them both.
Keep in mind, Philly lost in the Super Bowl to the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. Braxton's wearing his Chiefs sweatshirt. Mason's wearing his Astros jersey.
His Lance McCullers. And they lost.
Yeah. So one of the parents, who's also the coach, is hammered.
Oh, God.
Hammered out to dinner. So much so where my mom witnessed the daughter of this coach says to the guy, "Dad, are you okay?"
Whoa.
Which is sad in itself,
yeah,
isn't it?
Like, is.
Like
yeah,
you're out and the daughter's going, "Dad, are you okay?" So this dad is talking to my kids.
Oh, you know,
and then my kids are over. We're around our table. My mom, me, Allie, and my kids are over there. And so now my kids come back. Dinner is coming by. And the coach follows them. And he wants to talk to us about like why they're wearing or wanting to know where we're from. He sits down and he pulls up a chair at our table.
Oh, fuck.
And he's hammered.
Sylvie's got to be annoyed at this shit.
I'm like, okay, is this guy from Chicago? Does he know who we are? Because there's Chicagoans all over Arizona.
You're about to pop him in the mouth.
Oh, you know me. I'm not fighting anybody, Yerk. I am not winning any fight.
Yeah, but you're not liking some stranger sitting down at your table.
So he explains, like, he's from Philly, and he's slurring his words.
Oh, my God.
And he says to us, he goes, "Let me know if I wear out my welcome."
You want
And I'm like,
welcome?
"You're," I go, "You're all right." And so he starts talking for a minute.
This is a new Sylvie.
And then I go, okay, now you can go.
He might be a radio executive. Hold on. Yeah. He might be a radio executive somewhere.
You never know. Right. But I gave it about a minute, and he continued to slur his words.
Oh,
and like,
my God.
He really had some balls, though. I mean, he was hammered to sit down when our food came and to sit down and to pull up a chair.
Very inappropriate.
But wanting to know why our kids were wearing these shirts.
Very inappropriate.
Was he offensive?
No, he wasn't. He was trying to be.
Were you offended?
He was trying to have some manners.
But he was just hammered.
But he was hammered.
It was like Carm going out with the young guys out after the 25-year anniversary party.
Yeah. That's right. But I wasn't.
You guys mind if I go out with you for one more?
I wasn't, like hassling at a young kids at that point.
Right. It wasn't like stranger danger.
Or so you think.
I don't know. Other than maybe Charlie.
Because you passed out in the car, right?
I was annoying Charlie.
You kept touching
Were you annoying Charlie?
I wasn't annoying him, but remember, they said the funny thing was. I wasn't annoying him, but the funny thing is that when we reconvened on Monday, they got a kick out of it because I am so much older than them and we stayed out so late. Fucking Yurko.
Yurko is snot rocketing into the garbage can right behind me. I thought the Mucinex cleared that shit out.
Yeah, the allergies
are
still
terrible. What are you going to do, man? My allergies to these fucking fans.
My allergies to these fucking fans. That's a good one.
Well, from what movie?
It's Slapshot.
From what movie? I know. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me.
What year was Slapshot? 77. 77?
No idea. He's looking at me. Danny Lemieux.
I thought when Matt Yurko and Harry ended, we didn't have to quote Slapshot anymore.
Pretty funny.
No.
It's still pretty funny.
One of the greatest hockey movies ever made.
Sure.
So what were you doing? You were doing.
Oh, so we're at some place on Division. It's the old alumni club, and I'm telling them. You know, I'm like, guys, when I was young, this is the alumni club. I'm the oldest guy in there by 15 fucking years. You know, it's 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And we're at this table, and apparently, I just start. So Charlie's sitting like where you're sitting. I'm over here. And I apparently just start going, this guy. And they're like, what? And like, this fucking guy. And they're like, I kept saying it. And nobody knew what I was talking about.
Just kept repeating yourself.
And I'm just like, yo, Charlie, this fucking guy. And they're all like, okay, Carm. Like, yeah, that's no idea. And I had zero recollection of it.
The 1:30 in the morning stuff, dude, now seems totally fruitless.
It was fruitless then.
But like you're no. like you can't go home until at I had least to, one.
I was like, I spent most of Saturday.
What the fuck are you doing at 1:30 in the morning?
I don't know.
Trying to find a
Why
ride home.
Why were you out till 1:30 in the morning?
Well, I'm piecing the night together. Like Tyler's texting me, goes, hey, what do I owe you from dinner? And I'm like, dinner? We didn't fucking get any dinner. Sure enough, we did.
Where?
Parlor. We stopped. So when we left good radio pizza, room, right? It's great. A bit, and then I remembered it. I'm thinking, Tyler, we're in fucking dinner. I'm going through the night in my head. I'm like, oh, where would he? And then Abdallah, I think, or maybe Chris or Adam sent me the text too, asking about like, hey, you picked up that bill. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Did you ever find out how much it was?
I did. Yeah, it was not bad at all. But this is what I did. I'm like, wait a minute. What am I fucking forgetting here? I went online to look at my credit card bill. I'm like, oh, that's right. We stopped at Parlor. I couldn't even fucking remember being there.
What'd you spend that night, Gates?
It was like $120. It was nothing.
That's it? Yeah. Really? That's not bad.
Well, I think I split it with someone else. We must have. I think like two of us just threw our cards in. And we told the young guy, we're like, ah, don't worry about it, guys. I told Tyler, like, you don't owe me fucking anything. Stop it. Give me a break. But I had...
How'd you feel on Saturday?
Oh, I stayed in bed until 9:30.
That's not bad.
9:45? That's pretty late. Yeah. I mean, come on. When would we ever, under normal circumstances, be in bed till 9:45 maybe?
I could do that today.
No.
I would do that without drinking. Oh, if I could, if I was allowed... Like, if I didn't have kids and I was allowed, I would do it.
It was fun, though. They got a kick out of it. That was like
this
a novelty.
This guy.
So we were saying it to Charlie then, that Monday when we got
the
back.
The uncool old guy just pointing. I'm like, this guy.
He couldn't put together another thought. That's all he could think.
That's all he could say.
That's all he could say.
It was hilarious. Then Tyler wanted me to, that next weekend was Tyler's birthday. And...
You're like, I can't.
And Tyler goes, come on, come back out with us, run it back. I'm like, give me 3 months. I'll go out with you again till fucking 1:30 or 2 in the morning. I'm like, I can't do that shit every weekend.
You should do a segment called This Guy. People just call in and they want to give someone props and they just go, this guy. Zach Levine, this guy.
That's pretty good. That's not a bad idea.
Or like, who else would we do today?
Johnny Taves.
Johnny Taves. He's old. He doesn't have much energy because of long COVID. But there he was in his final game, 200th home goal. This guy.
That's awesome. That's a good segment.
Let's do it.
We just got a new segment idea.
During Crosstalk on Fridays, we play this guy.
We play this guy.
Because of Drunk Carmen.
Drunk Carmen talking to Charlie.
Do we know what movie it's from? Is it from a movie?
No, I don't think so.
It sounds like something from Swingers or something.
I love Charlie. Like, I get a kick out of him. And for whatever reason...
It sounds like something De Niro would say in Goodfellas.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
I looked over. Charlie was just like sitting there, kind of not talking to anyone in particular at that point, taking a swig of his beer, and apparently I was just like, this fucking guy. And they're all looking around, like, this fucking guy.
I want to see if there's a This Guy radio segment out there.
I love it.
Oh, there's a This Guy meme.
The Real Estate Guys radio show. That's the first thing that comes up.
You could turn it into porn.
We sure could.
This girl.
All right, now.
The Lonely Guy radio show. Did you know that?
No, I don't know that one. We kind of combined
it. There's no This Guy with a Google. Real. Let's do a This Guy segment.
I think it's a good idea.
During Crosstalk, like on...
Good call.
And we take calls on Fridays or something.
This guy.
This effing guy.
Shea Gilgeous Alexander, this guy. I wish the Bulls drafted him. This guy.
Ian Happ. This hometown discount. He took 3 years, $20 million.
This guy.
$61 million. This effing guy, Ian Happ.
Dansby Swanson hitting $400. This guy.
You could do it the opposite where you want to rip a guy too.
Well, don't you have to
Gavin
pick a lane
Sheets
on that,
spinning
or no?
around in well, the outfield.
You don't know why you were saying
I love Charlie. I don't think it was out of anything you know, out of any animosity. This, I think it was just because he cracks
Vooch,
me up.
This guy.
Carm, you're going to become
a part of... This guy can't make a three, this effing guy.
I like Vooch's over tonight, by the way.
Part of his comedy
Good
show.
Luck with that.
I might be.
By the way, the Mavericks just got fined $750,000 for sitting their guys against the Bulls.
Did they really?
But can they...
They just got fined by the NBA.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, what do you guys hard for?
That's a fart for the fucking NBA teams, though. Like $750 million,
yeah. I am hard for playoff basketball this weekend, yes. Start of the playoffs, with or without the Bulls. Doesn't really matter. I'm still hard for it. Brought to you by BlueChew.com. Month free just by using the promo code UNHINGED at checkout, baby. We love our friends from Blue Chew.
I'm hard for Cubs-Dodgers, and we were joking... A few days ago, that Adbert Alzolay is the new Jake Arrieta. Just joking. But then, while we were talking to Big Cat, we were looking at Justin Steele's numbers going back to last year.
Excellent.
It looks like he's the new Jake. Last year was his 2014 Jake Arrieta season, and this year will be his 2015
Jake Steele.
Jake Arrieta season.
Justin Arrieta.
And they will arrive a year early, and the Cubs will surprise.
He's been excellent.
So Justin Steele, I believe, is on the mound tonight against the Dodgers.
Yes.
Bellinger against Hayward in opposite uniforms, and this will be a good measuring stick series for the Cubs.
I'm hard for one more day in the mid-70s tomorrow.
Yes.
This weather's been glorious, and
it's
changed my mood, and we get one more day tomorrow.
What a week.
I can't. My back's still fucked up.
Oh, boy.
Poor Tommy.
Yeah. Yurko?
I'm hard for golf.
You're playing tomorrow,
and
right?
I'm hard for kicking Carmen's ass again in the Team Yurko versus
Team that's
Carmen.
Right.
We got to play tomorrow.
All-State Arena tomorrow.
Didn't even
my guy's
going to
beat the crap out of Carmen.
He doesn't even get on the ice. He's on the bench.
For what? It's on the
my
fucking...
Back.
Come on.
Back.
After fucking 36 holes of golf the day before.
Why?
He won't skate. Do like what the Hawks do. Like one last shift. Roll him out there like Bobby Hall. Ladies and gentlemen, he's back for one last shift. He's the good kid.
And Chris Kirstein.
Number 19.
He'd drop his shorts for one last shit.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, Sharpie was on the call last night. That's great. That was fun.
Sharpie was last night. He did a lot of games.
I think Sharpie got emotional interviewing Taves.
Who's
did you see that?
Corey Krusty? Who's the guy that's the
Corey
host?
Krusty.
Yeah, who's the guy that's the host?
The play-by-play guy?
Yeah, Corey Krusty.
It was my first Hawks game I watched all year.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Chris Vosters.
That's his name.
How did you get Corey Krusty?
I don't know.
Voster, Krusty Voster. I mean,
what?
Close. Not even close.
Close to me?
Not even close.
Well, either way, he was on the call with Sharpie.
All I watch Pat Boyle's pregame, the intermissions.
Yeah, me too.
I don't watch any of the games. I just watch Pat.
I don't know how you do it.
I just watch PB.
It happened to be on at the place I was playing cards at.
Well, yeah. How do you not watch it?
How did they fuck that up, though?
My God. And Columbus won.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
Like, listen, that's organizational malfeasance, isn't it?
Well, they suck. Like, what are they supposed to do, not try?
They've done about everything they could have done. It's not like they held on to Kane. It's not like they're playing.
A little bit more you could have done? How about fucking...
No goalie?
Yeah.
Tonight we play without a goalie. Honor of Jonathan Taves. Just say that.
You can't do that.
I mean, in honor of Jonathan Taves, we play without a goalie.
Listen, they did it better than the Bulls, okay? I mean, now they're... At least they told you this is what we're going to do, and they followed through with their plan. They've got the second worst record in the league, so they're
behind
close.
Columbus?
Behind Anaheim.
Anaheim.
Yeah, they're tied in terms of points with Columbus, but Columbus has a worse goal differential, which is the tiebreaker. And Columbus has one game left, I think tonight or tomorrow. The Hawks
are
done.
What's the difference between having the second worst record and the first?
It's like 10 percentage points, maybe. It drops.
No, it's 11. It goes 25% and 11.5%.
What for second and third? What about if you're in third then?
I'm not sure about that one.
8%.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's at least they
came
close.
The team that finishes worst.
I fucking blame Pittsburgh for that horseshit effort that they put out the other night. I mean, that was ridiculous.
That was for them to get in the postseason, wasn't
it? Yes. Like, I don't blame the Hawks as much for that. Like, we always say, the players aren't going to stop playing.
The players aren't going to.
They're out there busting their ass. I don't blame the players.
I don't blame the players anyway.
Fucking
any
Pittsburgh.
Way, shape, or form.
Fuck out of here, sons of bitches. And then they lost to Columbus last night.
Fuck.
I lost money on this, too. Shit balls cock is right, motherfuckers. All right, BlueChew.com. That fucking Sidney
this
Crosby.
Guy.
This guy.
This fucking guy.
This fucking guy. Oh. BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Unhinged. Get a month's supply for free. Try it out. It was great being back, boys.
Don't flush your condoms or your tampons.
That's from Uncle Tommy. Everybody got that? Have a wonderful weekend. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?